Cole had discovered at a young age that funerals brought out the best and the worst in a family. He had learned how to handle both. This was the first funeral he and Maggie would do together, but he and Lynn were both impressed with her pastoring skills so far, even though she dressed a little strangely. Maggie rolled her eyes, not that Mrs. Abernathy noticed. She was too busy glaring at Cole in Christian love. Ever since Maggie had arrived in Cherish 2 months earlier, she'd had regular entanglements with Mrs. Abernathy. Mrs. Abernathy was called Mrs. Abernathy by everyone in the town of Cherish. No one really remembered anymore what her first name was. It was Verna. She was a widow of 10 years. She was a tall, thin woman with thick gray hair, which she strong-armed into a large bun on the back of her head. Jesus, loving the Lord Community Church, and her garden were her three passions. When at church for worship services, Mrs. Abernathy wore polyester flower print dresses belted at the waist. She considered these proper church clothes and practical rubber-wedged beige shoes. The rest of the week, she could be seen in cotton flower print dresses belted at the waist, her work clothes, and Wellington boots, with a kerchief tented over her gray bun. Zinnias were Mrs. Abernathy's favorite flower because they were sturdy, practical, and suitable for any and every situation of life, death, and all days in between. Or so Mrs. Abernathy thought. But there was another reason she loved zinnias, a very private reason. Mrs. Abernathy was the chairperson of the search committee that had interviewed Maggie in March. Mrs. Abernathy asked the questions, checked Maggie's references, and arranged a neutral pulpit so the search committee could hear Maggie preach without letting the rest of the congregation know what they were up to. Due to the lack of viable candidates, Mrs. Abernathy agreed with the rest of the committee that Maggie preached the best sermon and gave the strongest interview. But her mind was changing as the weeks went on. It unnerved her to see a little girl in the pulpit each Sunday. Where were the good, sturdy men? Mrs. Abernathy had assigned herself flower coordinator for Sunday services and other church events. No one had the energy to stop her. Maggie had the energy. Mrs. Abernathy, I realize this is our first funeral together. Thank you for your promptness and your help. But I do believe that Mr. Porter has some flower arrangements from the friends and family of Mr. Solomon, and they must be displayed. Cole nodded emphatically. It's courtesy to the bereaved Mrs. Abernathy. Cole looked like a bobblehead. So how about we put your lovely first lie of the day, zinnias, on the dining tables in the basement? They will bring cheer. Second lie. To those who share in the luncheon following the service. Then Mr. Porter can display the purchased arrangements on these stands for the mourners to see and be comforted by. Maggie felt as if she had handled this beautifully. She looked over at Hank, still in the doorway. He had his hand against his forehead and his eyes closed. He knew what was coming. Mrs. Abernathy's mouth was so puckered, Maggie could only marvel at the amount of wrinkles gathered around her lips. Would she actually be able to speak? Oh, yes, she would. Lack of verbiage was never a problem for Mrs. Abernathy.